The following program is brought to you in living color.
I just don't understand what is wrong with you two. What is the joy that this stuff possibly brings you?
It's just...
it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's not fun. You two have demons you're trying to compensate for.
Well, what about you? You're having a glass of wine.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six. It's called a tasting, and it's classy.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape. Now, here's the host of The Wine Crush, the woman selected best wine show host within earshot, Laura Lawson.
You all know people like this. You may be people like this.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine and were afraid to ask. That's what we are here for. We are your media resource for everything about our happy, warm, hopefully soon to be bursting forth, greening little grape. Yes, of course, I do mean the leaves, but yes, there's hope and hope springs eternal. And speaking of hope springing eternal, I am trying this year to work on my attitude. Those of you who are loyal listeners of the show know that I am not a huge Valentine's Day fan. Know that I don't think we need a holiday created exclusively to tell the person that we love or our friends or anybody else that we love them. We should do it day in and day out. So I am trying this year to take a positive turn on Valentine's Day and be happy about it.
That's good to hear.
Yes. Well, actually,
you were burned on Valentine's Day, weren't you?
You say this every year, but no, I'm not burned. I have never been burned on Valentine's Day. I just find it trite, and I find it a cliche.
Yeah.
If you're going to give me roses, don't give them to me on Valentine's Day. Give me another day of the year. If you're going to insist on giving me champagne, it should be every Friday night, at least. Kind of like watering your house plants. Any day you'd water the plant, water me. Life is good. Chocolate should be a day in and day out occurrence. It should not be safe.
Should be one of the four food groups. Let's be honest.
Should? What do you mean
it
should?
Is.
It is. Yes. It shouldn't be safe for that day. And no, don't give me one of those heart little shaped boxes. Sorry, I'm past that. Godiva chocolate, outstanding, would be great.
Yeah.
So you think about every component that's gone into Valentine's Day and the going out to dinner and all this that we harp on every year, and I just don't see the romance in it. It seems too structured. Guys get off too easy.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I got burned myself. I got burned a couple of Valentines.
Did you now?
I did.
Oh, do tell.
Now, you want to hear the story?
Mm-hmm.
Twice in my lifetime, I have given flowers to women on Valentine's Day to have them returned.
No woman.
Twice.
Kent, you are lying.
Twice.
No woman.
Now, granted, it was in my younger days, but they both at the different times of my life, once when I was about 20 and once when I was about 27, long ago. They thought that the flowers indicated a status of the relationship that they were uncomfortable with. So they returned said flowers. I'm serious.
I'm just absolutely in shock. Number one, women don't return flowers. We might smile and say, why, thank you very much, return a phone call.
These women gave them back to me and said, I'm sorry, I just am not at the place in the relationship where I can take flowers.
Kent, they're flowers.
That's what I said. I said, and finally they wound up taking them because I said, these are just flowers. I did not ask you to marry me. These are just flowers.
Did
but I got burned twice.
You go out, you take the time to buy flowers. Well, now we got to look at you. If it's happened twice and it happened in the court, number one, like I said, women don't give flowers back. But perhaps were we trying to woo the wrong woman?
We may have been, but the thing is, they were just flowers.
They weren't red roses, right?
One time it was, yes.
Okay, now see,
And the second girl said, this might be a good time to tell you about the other guy I'm dating. So,
but again, hey, guys, pay attention out here. Red roses do have meaning behind them. They do. There's no two ways about it.
That's where I screwed up, right?
Yes. So, guys, keep this in mind. Number one, if you really, you're new in a relationship, go with pink. Go with purple, go with orange. If you're new in a relationship, red roses do connotate love.
Okay.
Now, on the flip side of it, if you're buying red roses, the woman's going to think you love her. So don't stop at the gas station, pick up the one red rose, and think that you're going to get away with that either.
No, you don't do that either.
No. So just out of curiosity, after the women gave the flowers, did y'all continue to talk? Did you continue to date after that?
And later, in both cases, later in the evening, they both accepted the flowers. after we talked it out a little bit.
Later in the evening, what'd you do? Carry the flowers around with you until you beat them over the head and made them take it?
We went on out. We had a nice time. And I finally just said, these are just flowers. Don't worry. And they finally took the flowers. But I don't know why that happened twice in my life. So I'm a little nervous about Valentine's Day. I'm still spooked about Valentine's Day to this very day.
Kent, honey,
If I give you flowers, would you give them back?
No, I wouldn't give them back.
All right.
I'd wonder where the hell the rest of it was for putting up with you all year. No, you ought to give me flowers every time I come in the damn studio.
You'd say, where are the chocolates?
No doubt. Well, of course, now you've opened this up all the way through. Sorry, listeners, this is a wine show. So what are you doing for Valentine's Day this year?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm dating a woman. I don't know what to do.
Well, that is what we're here for today. Today, Good. The Wine Crush is going to help people get through Valentine's Day. Yes, it is a Wine Crush show. Yes, we are talking about it. But see, this is a perfect example. This is why Valentine's Day is fun. It adds stress. Now, see, my mentality on Valentine's Day, if you hear poor Kent's story and think about the stress of dining out everything else, I think Valentine's Day is the perfect day to drink a lot. It just alleviates all the problems, all the questions. Just drink a lot.
I should have done that.
So having said that, though, for Valentine's Day, look, everybody does the champagne thing for Valentine's Day. Let's face facts. I am a bubble head. I love champagne. I live off champagne. But we're not going to recommend that. What I am going to do is something a little bit different. I'm not going to recommend specific wines this week. I want everybody to take a moment and drink pink for Valentine's Day. Now, I'm not limiting you to white Zinfandel or anything along those lines, but Valentine's Day, if you want to stand out, if you want to do something different, this is the perfect way to go with the cliche of Valentine's Day. Since we have red, we have pink, we have white, we have little hearts, we have naked angels flying around, this is the one hats off token I will give to it. Now, drink pink, whatever you would like to do. It doesn't have to be rosé. It doesn't have to be pink champagne. It doesn't have to be white Zinfandel. There are plenty of options out of there. For those of you who like sweeter wines, it is perfectly acceptable to drink white Zinfandel. If you don't want to drink white Zinfandel this year, drink pink Moscato. Both of those are nice. They have a pretty pink color. They look very sparkling, fun, and festive in the glass. It'll be wonderful. For those of you who like a drier style wine, who want to do something that, well, I usually drink reds, try rosé of Pinot Noir. Try rosé of Grenache. Try rosé of Syrah. There's a lot of great red wines out there that they make rosés out of. We'll do a little bit of education right here. I've done this before on the show, but let me go ahead and do this again. Think about a grape. When you squeeze said grape, what color is the juice that come out of grapes? Think about it. Think about it. No, every time you squeeze a grape and juice comes out of it, it's going to be clear. They make it rosé. They make it the colors. They make it red by spending time on the skins. The color of the skin can dictate the final color of the wine. Ergo, if you take Pinot Noir, if you take Cabernet, if you take Cabernet, squish a whole bunch of Cabernet grapes and put it in a glass, it's going to be a white wine. If you take a whole bunch of Cabernet grapes and squish it and leave them all together in their barrel, the juice eventually turns red. Now, it takes time for it to do it. So if you take all those grapes, you squish them up, and you leave them on the skin, say, for 24 hours, it's going to be pink. Ergo, you're going to be able to drink pink. So you could drink pink and drink Cabernet, and you'd be fine. So there you go. That's why I'm encouraging everybody to drink pink on Valentine's Day. Now, of course, even though I said I wasn't going to advocate champagne, you can always drink rosé champagne. Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier put together in an absolutely perfect lifeblood bubbles that will just be wonderful. Keep in mind, pink champagne is not meant to be drunk out of shoes anymore. This is not your mama's cold duck. This is absolutely wonderful, sparkling wine from around the world. So as you plan your Valentine's Day, as you want to do something different, there we go. Start off drinking pink. I promise your night will go well. Now, as we continue on through the show, we are going to discuss some wine pairings for Valentine's Day. And why am I going to do some wine and food pairings? Because, Kent, here we go. The number one piece of advice against all of my restaurant friends who are going to listen to this, for those of you who want to do something special for Valentine's Day, whether it's new in a relationship, whether you've been in a relationship 3 months, 3 years, 30 years, the best thing you can do, unless you really don't like the person, is to cook at home. stay home on Valentine's Day. Now, it doesn't have to be just you and your significant other. You can invite other people over to have a Valentine's Day drop-in, whether it's a wine tasting or a food tasting. But I want you to think about the concept of Valentine's Day in restaurants. What are the two, Kent, even you can answer this.
Sure.
What two holidays do you feel obligated to go out to dinner?
Two holidays I feel obligated. Okay, Valentine's Day would be one.
Yes.
The other would be New Year's.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People expect to have to go out on Valentine's Day and New Year's. Now, every single one of you, whether you're going to admit it or not, as you're sitting in your car, sitting in your kitchen, sitting wherever you're sitting, if you just think about having to go out to dinner on Valentine's Day or New Year's Eve, and you're of the mature age group, aren't you cringing? Go ahead, admit it. You don't really want to go. By the time you get dressed, you deal with the amateurs and everybody else out, it kind of is not as much fun as you think it should be. Talk your significant other into going out another day for Valentine's Day. Just avoid the actual Valentine's Day. That's why I'm encouraging to have stay-at-home dates. That, or of course, there's other things we can get to. But for those of you who are going to make Valentine's special, stay at home, cook a meal. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. It doesn't have to be anything gourmand. Hell, you can stay home and do enchiladas. You can do burritos. Actually, one of the best Valentine's Day I ever had, of all silly things, it was drinking pink. We had a bottle of rosé Pinot Noir and fajitas. It was absolutely fun. You get to build your own food. You get to have fun with it. What better way to interact than actually making your own food and having some entertainment while you're doing it? Hey, we're going to take a quick break right here. When we return, we'll take a further look at Valentine's Day and all kind of fun things you can do to make the day special.
Why are you so into Pinot? I mean, it's like a thing with you.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a hard grape to grow. It's thin skin, temperamental, ripens early. It's, you know, it's not a survivor like Cabernet, which can just grow anywhere and thrive even when it's neglected.
For pictures, videos, show recaps, and more, become a fan of Wine Crush Radio Group on Facebook.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention, business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-542-6751. 1-800-542-6751. 1-800-542-6751.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
that was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. And today we have Cupid's arrows just flying all the way around the studio, trying to give us some direction to have a positive outlook and think of what could be a great Valentine's Day. Yes, we all don't want to harp on poor Kent's story and worry about having our flowers handed back to us. So let's think positive and what good things you can do to make Valentine's Day, one, more interesting, but two, something that's really worth remembering, not just dinner in a restaurant and red roses and champagne. So having said that, I think before we took the break, I was letting you know it was perfectly acceptable to have even fajitas by cooking at home. And I do sincerely, on Valentine's Day proper, recommend cooking at home. For those of you who are looking for some neat traditional pairings. Now look, this doesn't have to be difficult. We don't have to make it complex. We don't have to talk about strange varietals. Let's stick to the basics. Supposing you're a Sauvignon Blanc fan. Crab and Sauvignon Blanc are a good mix. Whether you're doing a salad with walnuts, whether it's pears, whether you're doing a crab dip, whether you're doing crab cake. Look, crab cakes, you can run to your local nice grocery store and get two crab cakes already made. Or better yet, you can call your favorite restaurant who does outstanding crab cakes. And you can say, hey, I want two crab cakes uncooked. And they will put them in a little container for you to take home and pretend you did it. You can have your crab cakes. You can have Sauvignon Blanc, a little salad. Boom. Valentine's Day. Nothing too complicated. Nothing too difficult. If you want to do something a little bit more, it is that time of year where there's some outstanding oysters out there. Oysters, supposed to be an aphrodisiac. Come on. Some of you might need to enjoy this on Valentine's Day. Oysters, chilled on the half shell with some sauterne. What more? It's a perfect combination. A little bit of sweetness in the wine, a little bit of saltiness in the oyster. Aphrodisiac, perfect start to a great evening. Also, again, throw a salad in, throw the crab cake in, there's your dinner. Very easy, very straightforward, great traditional pairing. Now, it would not be Valentine's Day without discussing my Chardonnay love. Now, I truly do advocate that Chardonnay goes with everything. But if we're looking to splurge and looking to something different, lobster tails. Lobster tails smothered in butter and a big Chardonnay, it's absolutely perfect. It is a good match. It is fun. Again, it's eating with your fingers and having a nice time. So there you go. Lobster, Chardonnay, great, great mix. Now, of course, you've got to get the beef in everybody. Let's face facts, whether it's a ribeye, whether it's a strip, whether it's a flank steak, whether it's a filet, it is real easy. Look, it doesn't matter if you don't know your way around the kitchen one bit. I know everybody out there can successfully go to the grocery store, buy a piece of beef, and put it on a grill. It is very straightforward. Anybody can do it. Baked potato, a salad. You don't even have to do a set. Baked potato, green beans, and a steak. And you look like a rock star. Bring some bread in case you burn one or the other, and you are fine. But if you're going to do that, traditional California, Washington State, either one of them, Cabernet. So what if your date doesn't like red wine? You can go ahead, you can serve the Chardonnay. Or keep in mind, we discussed earlier at the opening that you could do a rosé of Cabernet. Yes, it's a little bit delicate, but it will pair well with what you're doing. ultimately, these are your traditional tried and true pairings all the way through. Now, you noticed I haven't talked about my favorite yet. I haven't brought up the concept of chocolate. Now, we have, on and off through the years, discussed the idea of chocolate and pairing. I have told you this. I will continue to tell you this. I don't care what anyone says. There is one perfect pairing for chocolate. It is a wine called Brachetto di Acqui. B-R-A-C-H-E-T-T-O, little d, apostrophe, A-Q-U-I, Brachetto di Acqui. This is out of Italy. It is a red sparkling wine with a little bit of sweetness to it. This red sparkling wine, which goes back to the drink pink mentality, paired with dark chocolate, will wow anybody. Absolutely fantastic. So whether you don't even cook, order a pizza and have chocolate in the brachetto, and you're going to look absolutely brilliant. Your date or your significant other is going to think that you slaved and studied and prepared when all you did was pay attention to the bottle and get some chocolate. So see, we're here to assist. Valentine's Day doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to spend your day in the kitchen. You don't have to spend your day waiting online for reservations. By the way, for those of you who are insisting on going out to dinner and you do not have your Valentine's Day reservation yet, you're in trouble. Most restaurants started filling up about 4 weeks ago, so keep that in mind. Go ahead, plan quickly, because at this point, if you're hearing this show and you don't have dinner reservations, you're not going anywhere, so you might as well hit rewind and get some ideas to cook.
You're cooking at home.
Yes, you are. You are planning ahead, or you're definitely getting takeout. But see, that's just it, making it simple. And that's where I think a lot of people fail on Valentine's Day, is they set their expectations so high. They think that, oh, it's got to be the perfect flower, the perfect glass of champagne, the perfect food, the perfect dinner. I'm going to have roses on the table. I'm going to have this waiting there. I'm going to have this beautiful piece of jewelry, this gift. And no, it should be simple, because ultimately the simpler things are, the better things are. The easier it is, the less things to go wrong, and you're going to have a better Valentine's Day. Well, to help us get a handle on Valentine's Day, we have Ross Clendenin of Bella Vineyards. He's also going to discuss with us the Passport to Dry Creek, which for those of you who have an opportunity, you can go out to Passport for Dry Creek for a Valentine's Day post happiness. It can be a great gift, or also it can give you an idea as to find your local winery to help celebrate Valentine's Day. Hey, quick break, and when we return, like I said, Ross will be joining us and giving you some even further wonderful things to make Valentine's or Valentine's weekend special.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
When I grow up, I want to be a bike that races around the
country.
When
I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up,
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
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 I want to be
a...
I want to be
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I paid more than the minimum each month, and soon enough, it was gone.
So you're just giving up?
Giving up on what?
The life of luxury. Egyptian cotton, caviar Thursdays, designer everything.
What are you talking about?
Our plan. What happened to winning the lottery and mastering the art of the perfect mimosa? Hosting galas, wearing enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacationing in the French Riviera, and then buying it.
I just thought maybe it was time to prepare for my future. You know, set some financial goals, make some smart investments, open a 401k.
Financial goals? Investments? A 401k? You are horrifying right now. Listen, if winning the lottery were easy, everyone would do it.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. And right now, we are going to be on the line with Mr. Ross Clendenin of Bella Vineyards and a Passport to Dry Creek. Ross, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Thank you for having me.
It is a delight to have you. Now, you realize you are part of my Valentine's Day show, so we're hoping that you're all feeling that nice, romantic, lovey-dovey, have these great ideas in your head, right?
Yeah, well, that's always how we are up in Dry Creek, just because we're knee-deep in good zen, so...
Well, yeah. So if I had that much Zinfandel, I would probably definitely be more Valentine's Day than Valentine's Day Massacre. So at least you have that going for you.
Right.
Well, yeah. Tell us, I mean, obviously, Bella Vineyards, it is a perfect name as we're talking about Valentine, because everybody wants to be Bella. Give our listeners an idea of what the story is with Bella Vineyards.
Well, Bella is mainly we're a Dry Creek Valley Zin specialist up at the very north end of Sonoma County. We have some wine caves, basically, where our wine is aged, and that's a big part of both Passport and Valentine's things that we do up here. Bella was started in, first vintage was 99, and it was started by Scott and Lynn Adams, named after one of their daughters. They have four kids now.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes,
they've enjoyed their Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly. And we've been focusing on Zinfandel, Syrah, things like that. And it ties in very well with Valentine's. And, you know, we have good Zin all year.
That's always a good thing. You mentioned something about having wine caves. Isn't that kind of a rarity up in the Dry Creek area?
We're one of the few. We're not the only one, but I think we're one of the few that's regularly open. If you come up for tasting, you actually get a chance to take a peek in the caves. In fact, that's where the tasting happens, is underground, underneath the old Zinfandel vines.
That certainly is not a bad place to be. Well, tell me how this all ties together. Of course, we're talking about Valentine Day getaway. The Passport to Dry Creek seems like an outstanding idea for those looking to do something creative, whether it's now or the rest of the year. So what exactly does a Passport to Dry Creek involve?
So Passport to Dry Creek is kind of the best of the best in this region. This is something that's been going on since 1990 was the first year, and all the wineries participate and kind of show off the best wines. Usually there's a lot of other festivities. I know we get very, very into the act with both theme and music and food, and it's just kind of a great time to check out the whole scene up here. It's something that you buy a ticket for in advance, so I guess one way to tie it in is this could be a very nice Valentine's gift. Even, you know, put a little card or something in with that, because the actual event happens on April 27th and 28th.
Well, see, that's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to plan ahead. Now, of course, you mentioned that everyone gets into the theme, into the act of a theme. What's the theme this year?
Well, it's not a universal theme, so different wineries do different things. So you really can be very fun if you're going to different spots, because you'll kind of enter these different worlds. We are doing kind of a through-the-looking-glass kind of fantasy fairyland, slightly Alice in Wonderland-ish kind of theme.
Are you going to be the Queen of Hearts?
Always. No, I'm more one of the Tweedledee and Tweedledums, I think, around here.
Well, that's better than being the Mad Hatter.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. We've got a few of those, actually.
And, of course, if you wind up with people that are too much in their cups, you're going to have problems anyway.
Yeah, but this is not our first rodeo, and we're definitely used to helping to regulate that, but also making sure that everybody has a really good time.
Well, what's the advantage of doing Passport to Dry Creek? What advantage do I get as opposed to just cruising up Dry Creek Road or going up River Road, going up, checking out, going all the way to the best dam view on the end of Dam Creek? You know what?
Yeah, no, that's a very good question, and I would say it's a little more of a celebration. It's kind of more of a party that is occurring at each different winery. So if you really want that quiet kind of just you and the winemaker, something like that, come up, you know, during the dead of winter, basically right now. But if you want to really have a great time and also have some food and music and kind of people really go out to the nines. I mean, people have all sorts of different approaches, and it changes a lot, too. So it's the kind of thing we get people that definitely do it every year, just to come and see what everyone else is doing.
All right, you've got to tell me, what is one of your favorite stories? Since this started in 1990, and you've been involved in this.
I've been at Bella for 7 years, and working in the industry before that as well. Individual stories? Well, we did a safari theme a few years ago. And gosh, I'm trying to think. We saw a lot of. There's all sorts of wildlife. Yeah, lots of cougars. What can I say? I know they're not native to Africa for safaris, but
actually, they're well seen all over the 50 contiguous states. You can, or 48 contiguous states. You can count on that.
It's true. yeah, it's always a lot of fun. And honestly, there's a number of other kind of wine events up here that are all inclusive for either the whole county or this area. But I got to say, Passport is really my favorite, just because not only is it a party, but people are pretty serious about wine. And so everyone's having a good time. But we really like kind of the caliber of tasters that come up, because not only are they, you know, celebrating, but they really care about what they're tasting. They want to get into it and, you know, ask us all about it. And we love to talk about it.
Well, actually, that's a very, very good question. Two things you brought up between the cougars and the caliber. Number one, are there groups that go around? Do you have to go with someone else? If I decided that I was just bored on the 27th and I wanted to wander up through Dry Creek, is it perfectly acceptable for someone to go by themselves?
It's definitely acceptable to go by yourself. However, if you want to take part in everything, you would need to plan ahead.
Okay.
Most of the wineries will require that you do have a passport, as they call it, to Dry Creek, which is purchased ahead of time.
Now, is it really a passport? What are we talking about here? What am I buying?
You get it stamped, so it's.
Oh God!
Sometimes there's a bit of a competition to see how many wineries you can get the stamps.
Please tell me this is not like a poker run of a winery tour.
No, and I think if you really want to have a good time, the goal is to just relax and enjoy where you are. But the basic format of the little booklet is a passport, and you get your passport stamped at each spot. So a lot of people do, get bigger, transportation limos, that kind of stuff. We don't. Our road is actually so small where we are up here. We can't allow really large buses. So that is one thing that's kind of nice sometimes if you're trying to avoid the super crazy crowds. But sometimes it is good to get a group, and also just to have a driver is always recommended.
Having a driver any part up there is always recommended. Hey, Ross, we need to take a quick break right here. Sure, do you mind hanging out through the commercials, and we'll pick this up when we come back?
Sounds great.
All right. Small break here on The Crush. When we return, we will put Ross on the spot and tell us more stories about Bella and, of course, the passport to Dry Creek.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is The Wine Crush.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now, 1-800-829-5735. That's 1-800-829-5735. Again, 1-800-829-5735.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Call OnCall Pharmacy right now and save as much as $700. 800-884-7919. OnCall Pharmacy delivers the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Call OnCall Pharmacy now and take advantage of this special offer. 800-884-7919. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, gray-black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We're back with more of The Wine Crush.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Right now, we should be online with Mr. Ross Clendenin of Bella Vineyards and advocating the passport to Dry Creek. Ross, did you survive the break?
I did, yeah, just enjoying the cure here.
Absolutely. We do pride ourselves in our unique musical selections. You can
for
always
sure.
tell when I have picked them or then Kent has picked them. If you wind up with Barry Manilow, something sappy, then Kent's in one of those moods.
Nothing
if you
wrong
get some...
with Barry, especially, yes. especially on Valentine's Day.
There you go. See, again, that positive, wonderful, upbeat nature coming through.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to take you a little off track a little bit. We've discussed Bella, obviously Passport to Dry Creek. The heart and soul of what Passport is to get people, I assume, up into the Dry Creek area to show what wonderful wineries are out Dry Creek Road and all in the surrounding areas. Ultimately, I think Dry Creek is one of those areas that people like, oh, I don't like Zinfandel, so I'm not going to go.
Yes.
I think people think, oh, Dry Creek's all those heavy reds, and no, it's not fun. Tell us more about the wines. Tell us more about Dry Creek. Non-Zinfandel drinkers can go to the region and have a nice time, correct?
It's true. We have beer, too. No, I'm just kidding. there's a lot of options, and I think there's also a lot of stereotypes about Zinfandel itself, too, that... They keep people away, but I'm a big Dry Creek fan. I am actually a fifth generation Dry Creek resident, so I'm very loyal to it. But I think number one, you know, I think the other really one of the higher production wines out here is Sauvignon Blanc. So on these rocky kind of hillsides, you've got the old Zin vines, but down by Dry Creek itself on the flats, you got a lot of Sauvignon Blanc planted. So if you like whites, which we definitely do in the summertime as well, there's lots of good Sauvignon Blanc, even things like Viognier, some white Rhones. And actually, as of a few years ago, there was more Cabernet planted in Dry Creek than there was Zinfandel. I don't know if that's still true.
I would imagine they've slowly started cleaning that up. But no, just in my... the Rhone varietals, whether it's Marsan, Roussan, some Picpoul, I mean, there have been some amazing whites that come out of that region to me.
Yeah, definitely. And it's there's actually, you know, Chardonnay as well. It's kind of thought to be cooler climate, but on the valley floor, it does well. But I'm a big Rhone fan. It's something that Grenache, too, you know, is something that you'll see out here more and more. And there's a couple really good Grenache producers. We do a little bit. Unti comes to mind as well. And so there's things are changing. I mean, Zinfandel will always probably be what it's really known for, but that's kind of just historically and geographically what really does well. But if you don't like Zin, there's lots of other options up here, definitely.
Well, if you think about it, between you and Amador, that makes y'all literally the seat and the home of American winemaking. Since Zinfandel is the American grape, y'all are the home. We can just put, you know, flags out from you and say Dry Creek's it.
There you go. Well, we, you know, despite its European origin, I think we've definitely claimed Zinfandel for the U.S. And it just really thrives out here. And even, you know, Dry Creek is kind of a hotter climate region. But that kind of ties into why I really like just northern Sonoma County in general is, you know, you go 5 or 10 miles in one direction and you're kind of in a whole other little area, you know, south to Russian River, east to Alexander Valley.
You're in a whole other region, not only with terroir, but in mentality as well.
Absolutely. You know, we're all friends, but we give each other a hard time too.
It's a great culture all the way around. Now, I've got to ask this question just because we've had you, and I've had listeners ask me, why is the region named Dry Creek?
Okay, so Dry Creek now is never dry because it comes out of the bottom of Lake Sonoma, so it's dammed up. So that's a good thing for us agriculturally, but in the summer, for long periods in the past, it was dry, and whatever initial settlers came to town did name it that, but Dry Creek is now never dry. It's always running.
So we never have to worry. There's absolutely nothing dry about that whole road, that whole region.
No, not in any sense of the word.
Well, it's definitely something. And now Dry Creek has been an AVA for how long?
Oh, gosh. Late 70s, early 80s?
I was about to say, I didn't mean to stump you. I know that Dry Creek was one of the very first AVAs in California. So I think people have this concept that Dry Creek, oh, well, it's Napa and Sonoma, and this new up-and-comer Dry Creek is just coming in. And just like you said, you're a fifth-generation Dry Creeker, they don't realize that, I guess, in actuality, there's been more grapes and more region planted in Dry Creek area than there were in Napa and Sonoma.
I mean, we're a part of Sonoma County, you know, and that's the thing is, it's I honestly see Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino as one big industry. And that's the thing. A lot of grapes go back and forth. You know, if you're trying to plant Zinfandel on the valley floor in Napa, you're losing money because the price per ton for Napa Zin is going to be a lot lower than Cab. So We might sell them some, though, you know, and we might buy some Cab grapes from them. So there's, you know, there's distinctions, but there's a heck of a lot of grapes that go back and forth as well.
There are, without a doubt. All right, as we begin to slowly wrap this up, since I'm having you on the Valentine's Day show, I'm going to put you on the spot. Mm-hmm. What are you doing for Valentine's Day, and what is your perfect Valentine?
Well, since my wife probably won't hear this, I've really got to get my act together and start thinking because I don't have any plans yet. But, you know, I think wine is always going to be involved, and personally, since, you know, things get so crazy out there, I'm a much bigger fan of cooking something at home and pairing it with something amazing. And with Zin, you know, you can't beat slightly spicy foods, a little bit of lamb. Oh gosh, if you're vegetarian, big portobello on the barbecue. We got to cover all our bases.
I'm impressed. You know what, Ross, I really got to worry about you, and I'm not just picking at you. It's just right time, right place. I mean, ultimately, here you are. It's coming up on Valentine's Day. You're already hoping your wife doesn't hear the show. You kind of think you got a plan. You don't know what you're doing. You'll throw something on the grill. You remember to grab some wine, but you will actually bring it around and think about our vegetarian friends.
Well, my mom's a vegan, but
okay.
You know, I'm a hunter, so we all get along. But
I get it. Well, Ross, I appreciate you being on the show today. Hey, for our listeners that are interested in the passport to Dry Creek, is there a website? Is there a place they can go to check this out?
Definitely, and they would love it if I plugged that. so the website you would go to is www.wdcv.com. That's wine. WDCV.com, or just Google search Passport to Dry Creek, and tickets are still available. It is $120 for a two-day passport and $70 for a Sunday-only passport, and it will definitely sell out. There will not be any left very soon, but there are still a small amount available. And check it out. It's a lot of fun.
Perfect. Therefore, our listeners, plan ahead that you can have your vacation getaway in April. Well, Ross, thank you very much for being part of The Crush, and I look forward perhaps to having you back and hearing how the theme went, seeing how this year's passport went, and who knows, we may show up on your doorstep.
Hey, come on up anytime.
All right. Hey, we're going to take another break here on The Crush. When we return, we will wrap up your plans for Valentine's Day and look ahead to other Wine Crush shows.
I like to think about the life of wine. How it's a living thing. I like to think about what was going on the year the grapes were growing. How the sun was shining. If it rained.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-915-9734. 800-915-9734. That's 800-915-9734.
The IRS is the most feared agency in the world. You've heard ads from other companies offering to help taxpayers only if they owe over $10,000. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only tax firms in the country who understands that people who owe less than $10,000 need help just as badly. The IRS doesn't care how much money you owe. They'll still garnish your wages and even seize your assets. So whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now for your free tax consultation. If you qualify, we may even be able to reduce your tax debt down to a small fraction of what you owe. So don't wait until the IRS seizes your property and garnishes your wages. Call 800-856-1330 and get your tax problem resolved once and for all. That number again is 800-856-1330. 800-856-1330.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
It's the Wine Crush.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. As always, a hats off to Mr. Ross Clendenden of Bella Vineyards, and of course, discussing the Passport to Dry Creek. I mean, a tasting like that is just absolutely wonderful, and it's a great opportunity to be romantic and enjoy it. Again, try and become embracing the idea of Valentine's Day. Hopefully we have given you a lot of good ideas to celebrate the upcoming holiday. It doesn't have to be about roses. It doesn't have to be about champagne. There's so much more you can make of it. And no, you don't have to share my idea that it's more Valentine's Day massacre than this romantic holiday. But my key is to always remember that the romance should be there day in and day out, and we don't need a special day to celebrate. Hopefully we have given you some good ideas to celebrate Valentine's Day or Valentine's Day weekend. Let's see, we've given you some good food pairings. We've given you some good destinations. And hopefully we've given you some good activity ideas. It doesn't just have to be about the two of you. It can be about charity. It can be giving back to the neighborhood. But ultimately, there's always going to be those of you who want to know for Valentine's Day, what are some great Valentine's Day themed wines? So I promised you at the beginning of the show I would share a couple with you. So here we go. All right. You know, I really don't like the idea of getting kitschy, but however, there is Valentine Vineyards. For those of you who want the perfect Valentine wine would be it. There is always O'Brien Seduction, depending on what you have planned for your Valentine's Day. For those of you who even want to take it a little further, there's always Ménage à Trois. Don't want to hear about it. Don't want to know. Don't call me on that one. There's always Dolce, Michele Chiaro Nivola, and of course, my favorite is going to be Solitude. As always, here in The Crush, we're reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.